All right, there we are. Hello, everybody. Welcome to our November monthly call. It's already been lively, and we're going to do this.
We're going to do this more and more.
We're going to get on Facebook, you know, 10 minutes early, let you guys get in here, see it in your feeds, get in and get rock and roll. Yeah.
Fabulous.
Sweet. All right. So
top of the hour.
Let's do
news
it.
Coming to you straight from Position of the Month Club.
Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun.
No. So yeah. Here's some really good stuff that's coming on. We have our, I'm going to just say we're probably like 90%.
I don't know which news you're revealing. So
just for me live to event.
Yes. 90%.
So 90%, we're a go for our next live event, and it's going to be in Henderson, North Carolina. So be ready for that one. It's going to be early March. End of the year, October, we'll be here in San Diego. I just spoke with a live events company yesterday to start taking over logistics of our live events. If all goes well with their proposed plan to us, which I should get by the end of this week, early next week, we may do two more live events in 2019. So that for us is way cool because we want to see more of you guys. And those other ones would be spread across the country. Midwest, South would be, Southeast would be the next place.
I'm just laughing because I just saw my face.
Oh, because it's the delay. Yeah. So I don't know where these are coming in.
Don't worry about it.
Because if you guys are like saying stuff, like sometimes we don't see the feed, just so you know. Next big piece, position posts. We are working hard on that. Bear with us. The Position of the Month Club has been an evolution as it is. And we're in the third, I think, since we started.
Third iteration of it.
Mm-hmm. So we have a big meeting tomorrow. Alisa and I do with Lauren, who you guys will see and hear from time to time. She heads up a lot of what we do here in the backside of Position of the Month Club. And so get ready because it's going to become a whole publication. I would say the first one's probably going to be anywhere from 12 to 15 pages. And we're going to bring a lot more to you guys, not just the position and the marriage inspiration, but much more. We're going to be doing interviews with other couples, which will have articles. We'll have other articles, we'll have links to product reviews, book reviews, different videos, all sorts of stuff that we see that can enhance your guys' marriage. So get ready because that's going to come out in January. The last big one is we have been working diligently on the second edition of 7 Days a Sex Challenge. The book writing process is a chore.
It's a chore.
So here's when we're planning for it to come out. We're telling you guys, nobody else knows this yet. The goal is for us to release it in between Christmas and New Year's. So our whole goal really with releasing it at this time is so that you guys can have an amazing marriage resolution and not the typical, I want to lose 20 pounds or I want to I don't know, clean my garage. Like, let's do something awesome to kick off the new year, which is have 7 days of sex. And we're going to have fun with it. And we're still working on that, but we just wanted you guys to know that.
Is it crazy that, like, my very first thought when you said that is, I need to check where I'm going to be in my cycle. Like, that's the only thought. Not, like, can we do this or not, but my very first thought is, where am I in my cycle that week?
Well, no, because it's the new year, so whatever we do it within January.
Oh, okay.
I don't think we're gonna do like a whole challenge. Like,
I don't know if we're gonna do a challenge.
Would you guys want to do a community challenge? I mean, if so, give a thumbs up or a yes. I hadn't thought about that. We haven't done one of those in a long time.
Year three.
It's a ton of work. When I say a ton, it's a ton of work on our side. So, but those are the cool things that are coming up here at one, plus all the other things that are just, we're rocking and rolling. So are there any questions, though, before we keep on rattling on here? Like, do you guys have any awesome questions you want to ask us before we
go? Only if they're awesome, though, because apparently Tony doesn't do questions that aren't awesome. Awesome.
I'm just saying, if they have a question, that's awesome. I'm all stuff, for it.
Maybe. I'm assuming that's a maybe to join the community challenge, Tammy. That's my guess.
Or is it just a maybe for something?
Maybe I have a question for Tony. Maybe.
I don't.
Maybe I don't.
All right. Well, no questions. All right. So this year or this month, position paper and the position is all about mastery, because it really ties in with our marriage inspiration, which is learn something new. Mm-hmm. And so we're really working as well as you, and you'll see coming in with the new position post. We're going to have themes around what we're doing. We're going to have workshops each month that we will most, not each month, but probably 6 months out of the year, just putting in more, just more in the for us to drill down into areas.
Right, and to resource you and your spouse, mm-hmm. right? So it's not just, you know, because some people get the position paper, and it's like, okay, yeah, you know what, we're going to try that position, or we're not. And sorry, like, it's like a squirrel sometimes when you do a Facebook Live. And you
oh, Travis, I love you, bro.
Yeah.
So Travis asked, are you getting tired of killing it at being awesome while appearing on other podcasts, thereby expanding your reach?
We have had a few interviews. Yeah. Just as a sign up, we'll come back to the
business. Yeah. Hopefully you guys caught them. Yeah. It is awesome to be interviewed. I will say this, having done this 8.5 years, and most of the guys that are reaching out to us now have been doing it maybe for a couple of years, maybe a few years max. It's really helpful. I mean, it has built my confidence. Mm-hmm. To be able to get on beforehand, talking to these guys, sharing some stories about podcasting back in the day when there was no such thing as a podcast app on your iPhone. We don't know how Travis found us, and I share
we're
these
so
stories.
Old. No, we're not. So podcast old.
It's really, really cool. So
speaking of Travis, how did you find us?
I know, because Travis found us. We've been on 8.5 years. Travis found us probably 6 months, a year into
it. Yeah. I'm just curious.
So Stitcher Radio, maybe. There wasn't Spotify. There wasn't iHeartRadio podcast. So anyways, workshops, we're going to be bringing those into you so we can drill down into more specifics. We're going to definitely get into our Love Deeper, which is the Symbis assessment. We're going to be doing that in January. Do know, as Summit partners, there will be discounted rates for those workshops to get in. We're still thinking about how we deliver some of those for you guys as a Summit partner. So mm-hmm. just know that it may be a half price. It may be you guys get in for free on those workshops because you're Summit partners. Cost, just so you guys know, Love Deeper is usually $99 because there is the assessment that comes with it. And then that's usually about an hour and a half, 2 hour workshop.
Yeah.
Our other workshops that we've had in the past are typically about an hour to an hour and a half with Q&A, and we typically charge $20 for those. So that's where, for you guys as Summit partners, either a steep discount or you're in. Mm-hmm. So, and Travis said Google. Back in the day, Google. All right. So you found the website. All right. So. You just love this.
I do.
Hanging out. Because Elisa does all the coaching, so she's usually talking.
I just enjoy sitting here and. Okay.
Smile and wave. So this week, or this, gosh, week, year, this month, position mastery, marriage inspiration, learning something new. And so bringing those together for you guys, because part of trying these new positions, and I will say this even for Elisa and I, is that we got to learn something new, right? Mm-hmm. We have to be able and be willing to try new things. Inside our bedroom and outside our bedroom. I'm not going to say Elise and I are perfect and we do these perfectly and go back to them often, meaning the positions or things that we do try. But I think Elise and I over the years have agreed that we got to constantly be trying something new and pushing ourselves. So that way, tying into today's show, we don't get gripped by fear. Because there's always growth. And I think when we sit in our place, and I do this in our marriage and in, especially in the business at times of One Extraordinary Marriage, I get caught up in my mind of what could happen without ever even trying. And a buddy of mine, we were at our Connect group a couple of weeks ago, and he said something to me that really allowed me to break free for some areas, like putting on these live events is something we've wanted to do for so long. And I feel like we've been in fear of like, what happens if we put it on and nobody shows up? That's true.
Which, just so you know, that actually did happen.
It did.
All those years ago, we put on an event. In our head, it was going to be massive, and there were
it was going to be what we did in September, four people showed up.
With only four people. So the fact that we would have that fear actually does have a basis in reality, but it's what do you do knowing where you are today, right? We aren't the same people that we were 6 years ago. The audience is not the same audience. Your life is not the same that it was 6 years ago. And so will you step out knowing that you've grown to try something new?
Yeah. And so what my friend said at this Connect group was micro risks. And it really just stuck with me because I feel that for myself, it's sometimes it's all in. Like we got to go all in our marriage, or we got to do this 100%, or it's not going to be valid. And I really had to take some time and really think that through. And I've come to the agreement in 2 weeks for myself is that these micro risks are worth it. So doing the live events, hiring a team to do all the logistics. My micro risk there was telling them to come back to Elise and I with a proposal, and we're willing to spend 3 to 4 hours of their time, which I know how much that is, to do that.
So we're willing to pay. The micro risk is we're willing to pay.
That 3 to 4 hours.
So that's a much smaller commitment than to just say, yeah, we're just going to have you go and do this. And you know, there's lots and lots of zeros attached to that.
So same with your marriage,
right?
Taking on the mastery position. Okay. And I don't know what the micro risk is there, because you got to go all in. I think like you got to go to penetration.
I like how he's trying to put like micro around it, like one of the sex positions. Do you want to bring micro risk back to the marriage inspiration?
Yeah, I think with positions, man, this is the thing with positions. I think you both have to go in there with expectations that you're learning something new. If it doesn't work the first time, don't be afraid to talk about it afterwards and try it again. I feel like you guys are saying stuff, but we don't see it, and it bugs me. So has anybody said anything, or am I just missing?
Kim joined again, and then.
Okay.
So,
has anybody said anything after Travis said Google? And if you did, say yes. Because I feel like last time we did this, and we got off, and there were like all these questions, and I felt honestly bad that we didn't answer them. So that's just something there. Okay. So micro risk when you look at, let's try something new.
Yeah, I know, but not looking to make sure that you're not getting ignored.
Keep talking. I'm holding Rochelle on. We love you guys so much. Do you see that? Yes. Okay. See that? All right, so we're good.
So you're good.
Okay. They're just, so you guys are just like all
to you. It's kind of weird because like your kids don't listen to you, and so now it's like, yes, like people do. Are just listening to you, and so you're like, what do I do with this?
Let's talk about the micro risk of going into, say, learning something new, which is a marriage inspiration, which then allows folks and ourselves to overcome the fear of not doing anything. Like,
So, okay, so case in point. Yeah, and this is very real, even in our, like this is playing out right now. So a lot of you know that Tony's a cyclist, and he hadn't been on his bike much. You probably haven't heard him talk about it recently because he hasn't spent a lot of time actually on the road riding. And so he got back in.
Well, I haven't been on the bike probably now. More, probably close to a year. Blink of an eye.
Okay. So he decides he wants to get back on, but he decides that he doesn't necessarily want to get back out on the roads because here in San Diego, it's actually getting to be pretty dangerous to be a cyclist on the road.
So we lost another, both of us did, a guy in our church, he passed away, got hit on his bike, and that was in July. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, still enjoys cycling, enjoys that physical activity. It's always been a huge part of his life. But how does he, not because there is no we when it comes to cycling in our marriage, right? But no, how does Tony get back into that without, putting his life in jeopardy every single time? And so he's got a couple of trainers, which is where rollers and stuff, and you like mount the bike and, whatever. I'm oversimplifying this because it's not my thing. But a couple of weeks ago, he says, hey, you know what? There's this new trainer where you can explain it. I'm gonna totally butcher.
I don't know. There's a new trainer,
right? And this is something that I really want to So instead of going all out and having something shipped from Amazon to the front door, where I'm like, oh hey, no, what do? We go out and we spend an hour at REI looking at this trainer and analyzing the box from
I think it was an hour, and it was probably more 10 minutes, if that. And then Elisa took off. She was like, I'm going to go the other side of the store.
It was a micro risk for me to stay there. But all of that to bring it back to the point of he could have just gone and bought the trainer, right, with lots of zeros attached to it because trainers are not inexpensive things. Instead, what did he do? He went and did some research. We went and had a conversation about it. He's looking at all of the different options. So he's not taking that big risk of just saying, you know what, I'm just going to go do this. Hey, Shannon.
And another thing is, too, with that, is getting back on the bike, getting on my other trainers, getting back into feeling like I'm in shape. So that way it just all starts coming, right? Like little steps, here we go.
But the thing with the micro risks is that they're moving you in the direction that you want to go.
Yes.
Right. So it's not like you're taking steps backwards. Like all of these things, like even having the conversation with me about, hey, Elise, I want to get a new trainer. And in my mind, not going to lie, the first thought was, don't we have two different devices that you can use in the garage? Why do we need a third one? Right? So there's a little bit of a risk you bring that up to a wife when you're like, you got stuff. Mm-hmm. And then saying, hey, let's go take a look at this and check this out, right? I mean, it's that whole, let's learn something new together. I did not know why he needed this third device to ride on. But seeing it, seeing what it'll do, seeing how it'll change his riding, seeing that it'll actually, help to keep him alive because he's not out on the road with all those cars in San Diego, that actually to me is a very micro risk in the overall scheme of things.
So think about that though, when you're looking at what you're facing financially. If you're looking at debt, what's the smallest thing? This turns it a little bit differently, but what's the smallest thing you can pay off right now? Mm-hmm. What's the easiest thing that you can just sell right now? Doing something in the sense of learning something new together or individually and then sharing it with your spouse. Mm-hmm. It may be something that you've been wanting to do and yet you haven't because the price tag to it or the actual learning curve and everything that you see that you should be is going to take years. Sometimes you got to start someplace. And so just taking the step to learn something new over this month to share with your spouse in December could be really amazing. And I'm going to let you guys know, you don't have to be perfect. I mean, you just don't. I mean, this thing we call marriage, we're two imperfect humans trying to make something amazing come together. And there are many times we stub our toes. Yesterday was one of them with me getting mad at Elisa. just frustrated with some stuff that we were looking over and dealing with. You know, we're not perfect, but we continue to grow. Like, what you see here didn't happen overnight.
I'm just laughing, you guys, because seriously, it's just, it's so funny because you probably just saw my face there where I was like, what did we fight about? And like, I actually had to like think through the last 24 hours. And that is such a testimony to the amount of time that we've invested in our marriage that I actually have to think about it. Cause I won't even call it a season. There was like a decade where if Tony had said we had a fight yesterday, I probably would have replayed word for word what that fight was about. Mm-hmm. I would have told you exactly what I said, which, you know, what he said and how he said it and the attitude that I had. And I would have been like, and now like it actually was a giggle inside of me that I have to think, what were we fighting about?
Yeah. Another thing too is learning something new. You may have to go through the steps on working through forgiveness, which was 2 weeks ago, I think. Because somebody may have told you something that you shouldn't do or couldn't do, and you need to release that person so you can go do what you've been called to do. It's not uncommon. I still remember many a times my dad telling me certain things that I should or shouldn't do, and just going a lot of the shouldn'ts, and having to just work through those. Over the years to go, you know what, love you, and yet I'm going to have to release that so I can move forward. So any questions from you guys?
Sorry, guys, when I'm looking down, we've got the teenager who's trying to figure out if he needs to get a ride home. That's why I'm like, multiple devices. And
A big deal with that right now, just as an FYI, our son, him and his team, JV football team at Cathedral, ended up 10-0. They outscored their opponents. I don't know what it was, but they only allowed the defense, which Alex is the outside linebacker. The defense only allowed 2 touchdowns the entire season. He had 9.5 sacks, and he got called up to varsity. So he's at practice right now because they have their first playoff game Friday. So that's where you'll see us on Friday night.
If you follow us on Instagram, there will be posts.
We'll be there. So. But what else is going on, you guys? In everything we do, Alex. Thanks, Shanna.
Can't tell Tony's a proud dad.
Yeah, in everything we do, I mean, take it a step, keep moving forward. Mm-hmm. You know, take it a step. Think of what you want to go do. Maybe, again, share with your spouse. Maybe it's even doing something together. Maybe you guys always wanted and imagine, you know, being these amazing chefs. And yet you're sort of like, oh, how do we do this? What do we do? Maybe it's just one little thing that you guys are going to do together. Maybe before you go to a cooking class, maybe this month is the month that you go by, and they have plated at like Bonds and Albertsons here now.
So plated is one of the
home. Yeah, Hello Fresh or anything like that. Maybe it's just buying one of those meals and prepping that together. It's 30, 40 minutes. So what do you say?
Ashton. Oh, Kate has the exact opposite season. Oh, no.
Oh.
Today is day 9 in a row of work. Whoa. Oh, Shanna, you're not in the bathtub. I'm so sorry.
That's
a long, long day.
Long day.
Travis, I'm just letting you know, Shanna's probably going to be in the bathtub when you get home.
Yep.
So when I look at closing in on 12 hours for today's work, I'm thinking there's like bubbles and a warm bath for her coming up. Football season's over. Yeah, I feel sad at the end of football season.
Although, which I'm sure Kate and Ash didn't do.
Yeah, I know. It's just.
Which they had one of the cutest.
Oh my gosh! If you guys did not see their incredible family photo in Position of the Month Club, check it out because it. Wow.
Fun. Wow. So, any other questions as we look towards? Next week, her bathtub goes away while we.
Oh! Whoa.
Did you order a portable hot tub?
What's the replacement? Well, yeah, for that?
But dude, you better go get one of those.
Yeah, you better hope it goes quickly.
Dude, all you right, better so get on.
Have fun at the concert.
Yeah, enjoy that.
I hope so too. Because wow, I can't imagine without
her bathtub. Without her bathtub, that's what I'm saying. Get one of those portable hot tubs.
Yeah.
Those blow up ones. You can get them on Amazon. I should put that on our Amazon shop. You got to put that on our Amazon shop.
All right.
So that's where we're at. Talking about Amazon shop, as you begin to think of Black Friday, Cyber Monday, OneExtraordinaryMarriage.com/Amazon shop. Go check out what we got there. We'll be adding some new stuff. If you guys have new stuff that you want us to add, please let us know, because I love adding new stuff there. What do we got?
Another deep stuff whirlpool. The new one will be worth it.
Wow, another deep soap whirlpool. Love it. Yes.
Only the best.
Only the best. Yes, yes, yes. We are planning our 10th anniversary trip next year. We need good warm place ideas.
San Diego.
Yeah. In state or out of country?
What does that mean?
Wait, in state or in country or out of country? Ashton.
He's really tired.
No, I'm not really tired. I just wasn't thinking through that sometimes.
So within the United States or outside the United States, is that what you're asking?
And I would honestly post that for everybody, Ashton, for them to share their best anniversary
trips. Yeah, post that in the
club. So Elisa and I are taking off on Sunday. We're doing an overnight anniversary for our 22nd. We're headed up to Laguna Beach for the night.
Football season when it runs late. We didn't know when we had
any of the above, Ashton.
You know, Ashton, if you'll put a post, just put an ask in Position of the Month Club for whatever you want.
Do that, please, because we could name a number of places for you.
But I want to say everybody else has to say too.
Yeah. But I mean, we've gone so many different places over the years. Mm-hmm. Laguna Beach has become a favorite of ours for the one sole purpose. One of the big things that Elisa and I love when we're looking at vacation trips are places that we can go, walk around, has to be walkable, and we don't want to drive. So Laguna Beach for us is like one of those places that we get up there.
So a couple things if you're planning a vacation.
Have the vacation planner.
Right, but before you get to the vacation planner, use the vacation planner. But before you get to the vacation planner, pull out the top 10 list. The top 10 list. And at the top, put, warm weather vacation or U.S. vacation or whatever you want your focus to be. And then you and Cade each sit down and come up with your list, right? And so Ashton's going to have 10, Cade's going to have 10. There might be some overlap. You might actually figure out what it is just by having that list. Mm-hmm. Or there might be something that comes up on either one of your lists that you're like, oh, let's check into that. Another thing.
I want to just say, hold on, when you say that though too, and don't get frustrated if you guys don't come up with the decision quickly. Because when we were planning our 20th anniversary, it was a heck of a frustrating trying to figure out where we wanted to go. But it was through that process that one night I just remember hearing Elisa from like the kitchen or the dining room goes, how about Peru? And it was like that, working through everything else, that we knew that was the place. Because 17 years prior, we had said we wanted to go to Machu Picchu. Mm-hmm. And it all came flooding back. And it was like that night that we were just like, that's the place.
He was so excited. I actually got Wife of the Year. Well, yes, but the fact that I came up with it.
Oh, yeah.
I got like Wife of the Year award. And just as a side note too, if you need a travel agent, we have an amazing travel agent that we are happy to recommend. Just hit us up and we'll get you Teresa's information. She has made traveling just a dream.
Well, when we went to Vegas with Shanna and Travis,
yes,
she set us all up for that trip.
Probably our last three or four trips. Probably after Peru.
Mm-hmm.
At Peru, we had a not so good travel agent. And so after Peru, we found Teresa.
I mean, our trip this weekend going up to
Laguna Beach.
Yep. We're going to head up to the Ritz up there. She set that whole thing up for us.
The Ranch at Laguna Beach.
Ranch at Laguna Beach she did for us. Vegas, she's done for us.
Yes,
she was great. Yep.
Yeah.
Cool. So. Yeah, and if you want her information too, Ashton or anybody, once you guys post that. Like I want to keep it not in here because then people won't see it. So if you just post it, everybody will see it and be able to use it.
Yeah.
So, all right, you guys. 5:30, we got kiddo, we got to grab, we got a dinner we got to get to. Love you guys. And so if there's other stuff that's coming up, let us know. Do know we see you guys in here, so we're in there. IG, though, is where we're at when it comes to, like, posts and looking at ideas for what's coming up and polls and all that. So please don't hesitate to get over there. If you need us for anything, don't hesitate to reach out. You guys know we're here. We're excited for what's ahead. 2019 is going to be awesome for Position of the Month Club at all levels, at all partner levels, but really we're up in our game with the position post, the publication. And so we're excited to share that with you guys in January. All right. Love you guys. And we will catch you next month. Bye.